Jill Dittmeyer with you once again on this Monday afternoon, 5:44 on September 21st. And yes, we are just 2 days away from the autumnal equinox. What does that mean other than it's going to get dark earlier? Well, to find out, we have the professor of physics and astronomy from Butler, Brian Murphy, is joining us in studio. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
And you're also the director of the Holcomb Observatory over there, so you literally have the eye's view on everything that's going on.
Yeah, but I have my own toys over
yes.
there, so, which is fun.
And we're going to tell everybody how they can come and share with those toys, too. But first of all, tell us exactly what is the autumnal equinox. What does that mean?
Basically, what it means is the sun is passing from north to south of the equator. So on that day, the sun will be overhead at the equator. Most people think it's sun's always overhead at the equator. It's only twice a year at the equinoxes. It's either further north or further south on other dates.
And I think it happens at like 4:20-something in the morning or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know the exact time of day, but I usually know it's, you know, on the 21st or around that date. So,
but also this week, the night skies are going to be spectacular because the planets are going to be doing all kinds of things. And the moon, we have like this double moon thing happening.
Actually, we have a number of things. It's going to be the harvest moon on September 27th. That's the full moon that occurs nearest to the equinox. And the reason for that is the full moon will rise and thereafter almost on the same time of night. So if you're out there harvesting crops, it actually makes it convenient. The other thing is the moon will be its closest in its orbits in a not so quite circular orbit. And because of that, it'll be about 14% larger. But to top it off, it's a total lunar eclipse this weekend, right at prime time. 10:48 is when it peaks.
Wow. And so what will we see or not see?
Well, what we'll see at first, right around sunset, the full moon will be rising. Then by about a little after 9, maybe 9:10 or so, we'll see a little chunk being taken out of it. That's where the shadow of the Earth, the moon starts to move into that. And as time goes by, we'll see more and more of this taken out. The curious thing about it, people should note, it will be a curved shape, which the Greeks realized the Earth was spherical in nature. And that's proof right there for all those flat earthers out there that the Earth is actually a sphere because you can see the shadow of it on the moon. But by about, say, a little after 10 o'clock or so, we will actually move into the total phase. And that's where the moon is completely in the shadow and it'll take on this very reddish coppery color.
And this is on September the
27th.
On
Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yes.
And while the moon is hiding, that releases a lot of other things for us to see in the sky.
Right. The night sky, one of our biggest sources of light pollution is the full moon when it's out. Mm-hmm. And so one of the nice things is you can see stars right up next to the moon. And it's really interesting to see star clusters, things like that, the other planets. We'll actually have other planets we can actually observe at that time. So it's a good time. It's just neat to see this full moon up there, but not as bright as it usually is.
Do we need to come to the observatory to see all of this?
Technically, you don't need to do that. All you need is your own two eyes, a pair of binoculars, or a small telescope works nice also. We will have telescopes set up at the observatory and be looking at things besides the eclipse moon also.
And we don't have to wait for the supermoon to come to the observatory either.
No, that's the thing is you can see something any clear weekend out there. We usually open Friday and Saturdays when Butler is in session. People can check our website. Just type in Holcomb Observatory in your favorite search engine. They'll find us. And for instance, this summer we're looking at Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus all in one night. And, you know, we can do the same thing now.
And if there's one of these observations in the next week or so that we really need to see, what would it be that you would suggest?
In the next week, I would suggest trying to see Saturn, okay, which we'll be looking at Sunday night, but also the totally eclipsed moon. If people have never seen one, it's a spectacular event, too.
Okay. Holcomb Observatory on Butler campus is open, but as Brian said, just pull out your binoculars, your telescopes, and enjoy the night skies. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thank you.